Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly good. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for sending his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin, and all have sinned, and fall short of the glory of God because of the first Adam. And thank God that he sent the second Adam, Jesus Christ. We thank God for Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. We thank God for you, you and you. Thank God for your praise reports. Thank God for your prayer requests. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries is praying 24 hours around the clock. Isn't God good? We believe in the power of prayer, and we know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer can change you. We thank God for the ability to talk with him, to meditate, and to solely depend upon him. I trust in God. I believe in the power of prayer. I found the answer. As Mahalia Jackson said, I learned how to pray. God is truly good. We thank God for our sponsor, Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. We thank God for Woman of God, a praying woman of God, powerful woman of God, believe in the power of prayer, and know that God is a true God. God could do anything but fail. We thank God. You can give her a call if you're in the business of purchasing that new home or thinking about selling a home that you're now in. She'll help that purchase be a blessing and not a burden. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. That's 443-854-0977. Give her a call today. She's licensed in the state of Pennsylvania and Maryland. Praise God. Thank God for Shanita Kelly, Samson Realtors. Also, we're going to thank God for our master electrician, Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. If you like to have your hair locked, natural hairstyles, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. That's 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines also has a barber on the premises. But you have to call and make an appointment. He's operating according to CDC guidelines. 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Right now, he's sharing, distributing bread and pastry on Tuesdays, okay? Until further notice, then he'll let you know when I'll let you know when the fruits and vegetables are available again. So right now, Dr. David Gaines is sharing and giving out bread, fresh bread and pastry on Tuesdays. You have to call him, 443-449-3631. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Apostle Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and we thank God for Dr. David Gaines, a man of God, praying and servicing his community. He believed in the power of prayer, and he knew what prayer could do. We thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, your wife, Demetria. We're praying for you and your family in its entirety. We thank God. If you would like for me to advertise for you here on the Power Hour of Prayer or on 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings on the Dr. Pat Show, I'd like for you to write to me. Yes, I want to get you guys writing again. I'd like for you to write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Okay. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We'll also pray for your business. We'll pray for your services that you're rendering to our communities. Again, write to me at Apostle P.A. Stewart, Ph.D., at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Okay? We want to hear from you. Give us your prayer requests. Send us your praise reports. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We thank God for you that have sent in your prayer requests. We thank you, Evangelist Janet Griffith, for sharing your prayer requests. We want to thank God for Miss Dr. Jill Green of Miami, Florida, for sharing her prayer request. We want to thank God for the Reverend Dr. Maybell Hickman for sharing her prayer request. Our son, thank God for blessing him and healing him. We thank God for the prayer requests that we are receiving on a daily basis. God is awesome. We know the power of prayer can do. And all we do is what? Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God is truly good. And we're thanking God for you, you, and you. We thank God for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life on this day. We know that this is the hour of salvation. We thank God for the prayer request from... Thank God. Yes, Demetria, we thank God for your praise report that we received from you this week. God is a healer, isn't he? We thank God for him healing your daughter and bringing her through the surgery. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. We know that God is a God that will hear and answer our prayers in his own way, in his own time. Let's go to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. We ought to praise him for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91, our psalm of protection. Read it, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. We thank God for the psalm of protection. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord even which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. Look at God. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. There's nothing like the love of Jesus Christ. Agape love. Unconditional love. No matter what. He still loves you. Friend, we have in Jesus the love of Jesus Christ. If you got the unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ, my God, that's more than any love that any man or woman can give you. The love of Jesus Christ. Because he loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because what? He has known my name. He knows your name. Yes, he does. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thanks be to God. With long life and my brothers, and I believe he wants to have a long, healthy life. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the hour of salvation. My sisters and my brothers, I pray that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now is the time to accept him. Don't wait until tomorrow. If you leave this earth today, are you sure Are you sure about your salvation? Be very sure. Thank you, Jesus. Now I think I am. Are you saved? Are you born again? Have you accepted him as your personal Savior? Now is the hour of salvation. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Be sure, very sure, about your salvation. Not maybe, not I think I am, not somebody told me. Know him for yourself, that you are saved, that you're born again, you accepted him as your personal Savior. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks be to God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. This is the hour of salvation. Accept him as your personal Savior. Repent of your sins. Turn away from your wicked way of living. Don't willingly sin. Don't practice sin. Thank you, Jesus. There's only one perfect, and we thank God for Jesus, his only begotten Son. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thank you, Jesus. He shall bring it to pass. Thank you, Shanita Kelly, for your praise report. He shall bring it to pass. Let the Lord lead and direct you. Thank you, Lord. Things happen for a reason. God wants to expose some evildoers, and he may be using you to expose them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for exposing the evildoers. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank God for Diamond Tiggle. Thank God for the exposure. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. There's a blessing in store for you, Diamond. There's a blessing in store for you, Shanita. Thank God for the exposure. That way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Uh-huh. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Uh-huh. God is ending some things. He's exposing Satan. You're helping other people out when you expose Satan. Thank you, Jesus. Ministry is not always in the pulpit. I want you to know that now. Ministry is outside the walls of the church building. You come into the church, it's like a filling station. You're supposed to get filled up with the Word of God, excited about the Word of God, excited about life, excited about living, excited about your salvation. When you step out the walls, that's when that ministry really starts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. We all have different types of ministries, and I thank God for them. All of our ministers are not the same thing. Everybody's not called to be a pastor. Everybody's not called to be an apostle. Everybody's not called to be an archbishop. Everybody's not called to be a deacon or a deaconess. But thank God for the work that you're doing outside the walls of the church. And thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the churches. We thank you, God, for that. Once you leave the church, what happens then? Are you still doing the work that God has called you out to do? Are you still letting others know that you are a man or woman of God? Or are you hiding it? We thank God for the exposure. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and their judgment as noonday. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And if you're trusting in God and not doubting him, you will get that rest. You will not be confused. You will not be upset. Your blood pressure won't go up. You won't develop cancer. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Wish no one evil. The battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Pray for their salvation. Our job is to expose them. For evildoers shall be cut off, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank you, Jesus. You will get your inheritance, men and women of God, children of God. God has an inheritance waiting for you. Don't mess up. Don't blow it. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Sometimes we have to keep our mouths shut. The Word of God tells us there's a time for everything. There's a time to speak up. Thank you, Jesus. But we don't have to always let the enemy know what our thoughts are. We don't always have to let the enemy know about our next move. Thank you, Jesus. We have to use some strategies. Have a little talk with Jesus. He will let you know what the next move should be, not the enemy. Don't let the enemy know your next move. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Meekness is not a weakness, my dear ones. But the meek shall inherit the earth. Delight themselves in the abundance of peace. God, move in your behalf with an abundance of peace. That's truly, truly a blessing. Abundance of peace. Not just a little bit. That's the God that we serve. An overflow. And God is blessing you this morning with an overflow. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah, praise God. God is blessing you with an overflow of healing, overflow of prosperity, an overflow in your health, an overflow of peace, an overflow of unconditional love. God is blessing you with an overflow this morning, and I want you to receive your overflow in abundance, so much you can't count it, in abundance of divine wisdom, an abundance of divine intelligence, an overflow. Thank you, Jesus, for your overflow. He will let your cup run over with blessings from on high. Your blessings come from the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, and he will send someone to bless you. It's not always about money. My sisters and my brothers, pray for favor. God to bless you with his favor. And I decree and declare, those that are listening this morning, God will bless you with his favor in your home, in your community, on your job, in the school, in the university, at the college. God will bless you with his favor, at the bank, at the grocery store, on your job. God will bless you with an overflow of favor. My God, the Holy Spirit is speaking today. And that is for you, an overflow of favor, because you count it not robbery to rise up early in the morning to hear the word of God, to pray to the Almighty Living God. God is blessing you with an overflow, thank you, Jesus, of favor. Favor can get you where money can never get you. Thank God for the favor upon the lives of those that are listening in today. The favor of God is upon you. Thank you, Jesus, for your favor in our finances. As you go to court about that situation, about that case that you now have, God will bless you with favor. Thank you, Jesus. Favor, in your favor. Thank you, God, for your favor. Someone is excited this morning about that favor. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the excitement in that person's life. The favor of God is upon you. Walk in the favor of God. Talk in the favor of God. Hold your head up high and walk in the authority that Jesus Christ has given you as a man or woman of God. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as upright of conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. I've seen so many unhappy rich people. They need Jesus. They need salvation. That's what we need in this world. Thank you, Lord. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord will bless you with what you need, my sisters and my brothers. He said that he will give us what we need, and even bless us with some things that we want. Isn't that an awesome God? Isn't he good this morning? The Holy Spirit is speaking. He will give you what you need, and even bless you with some things that you want. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. If you're one of the righteous ones, he's upholding you this morning. Glory be to God. Thanks be to God. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He knows your days. And your inheritance, yes. The inheritance shall be what? Forever. And forever means forever. When God blesses you, he blesses you. Only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Only what you do for Christ will last. Not for selfish reasons. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to trust in the Almighty Living God. Nobody, can't nobody. I want you to know this morning, can nobody do you like Jesus? Thanks be to God. This is your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart with you this morning, PhD, PhD. Good morning, Apostle Margie Mercer. Praise God and thank God for you. Good morning, Pastor Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, Minister Sharon Ricks, Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton, good morning to you. Minister Barbara Duffy, bless you in that vacation you had. I know it was a blessing in your family. Thank God for time out. And some of us need to take time out. Thank God for you, Elder Barbara Seymour. Thank God for you. Elder John Waters, thank God for you that he continued to keep you, watch over you, and bless you in times like these. Pastor Dennison Ralph, thank God for you and your family. Thank God for Pastor Clark, his wife, and his daughters. God is still in charge. Hold up the bloodstained banner. He's watching over you. He's keeping you. Apostle Mary Davis Edwards, God is a healer, and you know it for yourself. We pray for your powerful, powerful ministry every day. Flying Eagles Ministry. God is truly good. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. And he has not failed you yet. Mother Annie Green, we're praying for you. Thank you, God, for healing her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Mother Anita, we are praying for you. Spiritual Mother Phyllis Blue, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, we are praying for you. God is leading and directing your path. Pastor Rosie Cobia and your children and your church family, we are praying for you. God is able. Diamond Tickle, God is able. Yes, he is. He will pour out a blessing upon you that you don't have room enough to contain. Rael and Zariel Kelly, we are praying for you. God will keep you, lead you, and direct you. Trust him and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Every time. We are praying for all of our youth that are going back to school, that God will bless them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, that they will still continue to trust God in the midst of all these situations. We are praying for their safeties as they go off to the schools. Thank you, Lord. Ursula Dorsey, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Marguerite Floyd, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sheila and Ida Wright, we are praying for you as God continue to watch over you and keep you and bless you in times like these. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is able. God is able to keep you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. Trust him. We thank God for Road to Life Ministries, Pastor Linda Smith. Thank God for your healing and your praise report. Isn't God good? By his stripes you are healed. And we continue to trust in the Almighty Living God. We're continuously praying for you, Elder Josephine Dennis, and your family in its entirety. God is keeping and guiding and leading and directing you. Sister Sarah Hammond, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, he is a healer. We thank you for your brothers. Special prayers for Moses and his family. We thank you for those that are helping you and staying by your side. Chaplain Denise Reed and other chaplains, we are praying for you in its entirety. God is a good God. Thank you, Jesus, for Sister Tina Sewell and for Diane and Billy. We thank you for Desmond Stewart's prayers being answered in your way. We thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Alamasi and her King Alamasi. We thank you, Jesus. God is able. Call upon the name of Jesus. Watch God move on your behalf. We're praying for Rosie Traham and her family in its entirety. We're praying for their salvation. We are praying, glory, hallelujah, for husbands and wives, Ruth and Alfred Bellamy, Elder Cassie Lofton and Deacon Lofton, Elder Annette Smith and Elder Don Smith. We are praying for you. God is able. Mercedes, trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding, and he will direct your path. Trust in God. LaShawn, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your praise reports. I want to hear from you. God is able. I'm going to get you guys back into the habit of writing. You can use your computer if you want. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests and your praise report. We are praying for you, Harriet and Linda Bennett. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for you, Edward and Tina Green. Thank you, Jesus. We're lifting you up in prayer, Elijah Kelly. God is able. God is able. We know what God could do. We know he's a changer. Yes, he is. He's not a game changer, but he's a prayer changer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for wiping our slates clean, making us whole again. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We lift up our President of the United States, Joe Biden. We're praying by his stripes, by your stripes, he's healed. We're lifting up his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and the family in its entirety. We're lifting up our dynamic woman of God, Carmela Harris, and her husband, and the work that you've called them out to do. Let them call upon you and cry out to you before they make any decisions, sign any bills or any laws. Let them hear from you, God. Wake them up and shake them up. We pray for the safety of Nancy Pelosi as she traveled to China. We thank you, Father God, for keeping her safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Let her hear from you. Let the people that she ministered to you, let them hear from you. Let them not see Nancy. Let them see Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of God that's falling upon this earth right now. We thank you because you said in your word that in the latter days you will pour out your flesh upon all. And we thank you right now because marvelous things will take place. We thank you, Father God, for those that are sharing your word on a daily basis, in their home, in the churches, on the streets, on the buses, wherever they are. They can let someone know that Jesus loves them. We thank you, Father God, for trusting and never doubting, because you will surely bring us out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't pick them up in the next half hour. Take your burdens to the Lord, Evangelist Janet, and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord, Shanita Kelly, and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower, and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord, glory, hallelujah, Mercedes, and leave them there. He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Pastor Thors, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. We're praying for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie Savage. We're praying for the church family, New Union Baptist Church, in its entirety, that God will send and pour out his spirit upon all flesh, that it will save souls. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for the man of God that's carrying the word and sharing the word at New Union Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland. We're praying for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, your wife, Gwen, your family, and the church family in its entirety, that the Spirit of God will fall into all churches, all body of Christ, Gospel Tabernacle, we're praying for you. Bishop Simmons, we're praying for you. Simmons Memorial Church, we're praying for you. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry, we're praying. Greater Harvest Baptist Church, we're praying for you. Rocky, yes, we're praying for you. Thank God for you sharing the word of God. Thank God for you. Truly a man of God. On Instagram, Rocky is sharing the word of God. We thank God for you. God has made ways for us to share his word through social media. Use it to share the word of God. And we thank God for social media, where we can share your word, teach your word, pray your word. Use it, my sisters and brothers, to upbuild the kingdom of God. Apostle Bishop, Chief Apostle, we're praying for you, Deborah O. Gilmore, and Bishop Gregory C. Gilmore, Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr. We're praying for you and your wife, Pastor Melissa. We're praying for Minister Mother Lady, Pastor Minister Mother Lady, and Reverend Sharon. We are praying for you. God is able. Sister Yvonne, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Maxine, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. God is able. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you. Thank God for your family and the work that he's called you out to do, to minister in song. And we're praying for your aunt, Shirley Caesar. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is a good God. He can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. We thank you, God. Glory be to God, for the Nelson family in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We continue to lift up the Nelson family. We continue to lift up those that are faithfully doing the work that God has called them out to do, blessing us with the family union. Thank you for the Gibson Magwood family, Father God. We lift them up. And all of those that are celebrating family reunions this year, that you open the doors that they may celebrate family. We pray, Father God, you'll build families up, strengthen them, and guide them and lead them and join them together as one in unity in Jesus Christ's name. We pray for husbands and wives that you'll strengthen them. We thank God once more for the 22 years for Elder Annette and Don Smith. Continue to bless them with 22 more in the name of Jesus as they continue to celebrate life. Marriage is work. Yes, it is. And we thank God for the celebration of marriage between a male and female. We thank you, God, because they want to honor your word. We thank you right now. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. What God has put together, let no man put together. We thank you, Father God, for bringing Alice and her husband back together again. Bless them, Father God. Yes, you're able. Yes, you're able. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them and blessing couples that you will reunite. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, right now for the couples that are reuniting in Jesus' name. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust God. Trust God. We pray and speak against those sins that we have committed. We pray against and speak against those sins of adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, backbiting, gossiping. Send those sins back to the pits of hell. Repent of your sins. The word of God says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for our Baltimore City Police Department and police department all over the world for their protection and that they will do the right thing by God, the Almighty Living God. That they will protect us from seen and unseen danger. And Father God, that you will protect them. And that the people will obey the laws of the land. In the name of Jesus. Touch our sons and daughters as they walk the streets. Have them do the right thing. Let the Spirit of God fall upon them. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for those that are in military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Coast Guard. Air Force, we're praying for them, Father God, as they volunteer to serve our country. You said there will be wars and rumors of wars. You said there's a time for everything. So we're depending upon you and your word. Thank you, Jesus, for the veterans. Bless them. They have served their time, and they're still volunteering in the land of the living. We thank you for those that you brought back. We pray for the families of those that have received Purple Hearts that are being honored on today. We thank you, Lord. Bless those families, generation after generation after generation. We pray for our fire department, those that are fighting the fires on a daily basis. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they go into homes and properties that they're not sure about, that's not stable. Protect our firefighters, male and female. Our EMTs, Father God, that are driving up and down the streets, the roads, the highways, protect them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them right now. Our nurses and our doctors, our anesthesiologists, we thank you, Father God. Our nurses' aides, those that assist in the nursing homes, the hospitals, assisted living facilities. We pray, Father God, that they do the will of God. Protect those directors of the health departments, that they will do right by your people. Give them divine wisdom, the divine knowledge, and divine understanding. Thank you, Jesus, right now for touching someone that's going through surgery. We thank you because you're right there, and you have dispatched your heavenly host of angels all around them. Your healing angels, thank you, God. We thank you right now for healing someone under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Father God, for those that listen faithfully to hear what thus says the Lord. Them right now with your healing power. Bless them right now with deliverance. Someone walk in the streets, don't know which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. God is not the author of confusion. Touch that mind and regulate that mind. We come against mental illness. We come against dyslexia. We come against, Father God, those diseases, COVID. We come against, Father, in the name of Jesus, cancer of the breast, cancer of the prostate, cancer of the kidney, the liver, the throat, the esophagus, intestines. Dismiss those cancers, Father God. Let them disintegrate and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We come against HIV and AIDS. Thank you, Jesus. We come against those diseases that don't even know what to call it, don't even know what it is. Somebody's been to the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't know what it is. They don't know what to call it. We come against it right now. We're not going to claim it in the name of Jesus. We're not going to say my diabetes, my arthritis, my bursitis. It's not yours. Stop claiming it. You can say the doctor said I have that, but that's not what God is saying. I received the report of the Lord. Stop claiming those sicknesses and diseases. The doctor said you have asthma. The doctor said that you have bursitis. The doctor said you have an eye disease. Whose report are you going to receive? The report of the Lord. Yes, it's good, my brothers and sisters, to go to the doctor. I'm not telling you not to go. You go, the name of Jesus with you, and pray for the doctors and the nurses. Thank you, Jesus, and for the surgeons. Pray for their hands, that God will touch their hands in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That they'll use those instruments in the right way. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Someone is being healed right now. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Touch that neck area, Father God. Remove that stiffness, Father God. Touch those bones as they're able to move flexible this morning. Touch someone's knees right now. But the doctor said they need surgery, Father God. Touch those knees right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. There'll be no surgery, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch someone's foot, Father God, that's been having aching pain, Father God, for the past couple of years. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch someone's eyesight, Father God. Their eyes may be a little bit dim, Father God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll clear up those cataracts in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You're the same God that healed the blind man. You're the same God that healed the one with the issue of blood. You're the same God that raised Lazarus from the dead. And we thank you, Martha Lewis, for giving us that praise report concerning your husband. We thank you, Father God. Had several heart attacks, but God is still raising the dead. And we thank you right now for that praise report. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We're going to pray our prayers of scriptures. We're going to talk to the Almighty Living God. We're going to depend upon him. Nobody but God. Touch the individuals in Illinois that was affected by that flood, Father God. Make a way out of no way for them right now. We thank you right now for providing food and shelter and clothing. We thank you, Father God, for the lives that you have saved. And let the others know that God is still a good God in the midst of all that's taking place. We pray, Father God, to come against those that are firing weapons in our streets, in our homes, in our schools, in our shopping centers, in our movie theaters. Stop them in their tracks, Father God. Touch their minds and let them know that minds will be changed. A transformation of their mind, that they'll fall on bended knees and cry out to the Almighty Living God and yield to you. And cry out to you and surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. They need Jesus, and we pray for their salvation right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against those spirits of destruction right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate those minds and regulate their hearts. We thank you right now for that mind regulation and the hearts so they will not destroy God's people, those innocent victims, our babies. They will not destroy our youth.
We come against the rapists right now. We come against the child molesters that are molesting our children. We come against the rapists, Father God. Right now, stop them in their tracks. Transform their minds. Let them yield to you in the name of Jesus. They have no power in our community. They have no authority in our homes. We come against you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. We give you no authority in our homes, in our communities, on our jobs, in our schools, in our university. I decree and declare that Satan have no power over you, men and women of God. Walk in the newness of Christ. Call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Satan, you have no power and authority in our lives right now. We evict you from our homes. We evict you from our lives, thoughts from our minds. Jesus Christ has all authority. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hold your head up high. Kick Satan out of your lives right now. Kick him out of your homes. Thank you, Jesus. Kick him out of your jobs. Just open the door and just kick him out. Thank you, Jesus. Kick him out of your car as you're riding and driving your car. Don't let Satan in your car. My God, my God, my God. We pray for those that are walking the streets asking for money. That, Father God, that you would touch their mind right now. Let them have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Lead them in the right direction. Have them to want to go and stay in a home that you have provided for them. We thank you for the shelter that you provided for so many people, Father God. Get them out from under those tents, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them cry out to you and yield to you. You've made provision for them, their minds. Those that have committed crimes, let them surrender. Get them off the streets in the name of Jesus. Get them out of our homes. Those that have committed crimes, let them surrender to you, the Almighty Living God, and then surrender to the proper authorities in Jesus' name. Christ's name we pray, amen. In the name of Jesus, let the will of God be done in our lives and the lives of those that are around us. Not my will, but your will. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing us with your favor, the favor from on high. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. You're awesome, God. And we trust you. We trust you. Nobody but you. We thank you for favor. We talked about many prayers this past few years, my sisters and my brothers. We talked about the prayer of talking directly to God. You may be amazed how quickly your prayers will be answered when you treat God as a loving father and speak directly to him. He is not a genie. Amen. And we ask the Savior to help us. We don't tell him what to do. The person who faithfully prays in this way is certain to succeed. Because he's attuning himself to the most successful force in the universe. This method of prayer is a simple act of fulfilling the promise of Jesus. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. And remember, God's time is not our time. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Many people have not employed the power of prayer because they have the erroneous idea that it is wrong to pray for things. Jesus did not mean that praying for things was the only form of prayer, even the highest form of prayer, when he made his promise. But he knew that if you first pray for things, you will learn the power of prayer as a means of communicating with God and his goodness. It is right and just that you should pray for things. If you need them, underline that word, if you are living in a rich God-created universe that desires to fulfill all your needs, among biblical figures who prayed for divine, definite things and got them were Abraham, Daniel, David, Elijah, Joshua, Moses, Nehemiah, Samson,
Solomon. On a number of occasions, Jesus prayed for things, and they manifested. The prayer of talking directly to God. Pray the scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Pray the scriptures. Very important, my sisters and brothers. When you are in doubt about whether you should pray for a certain thing or not, ask yourself three questions. And I gave you this before, but the Holy Spirit has led me to give it to you again. First, is it spiritually legal? Is it spiritually legal? Somebody said, I'm not going to pray for nothing illegal. You'll be surprised at people that do. Is it spiritually legal? Would getting it hurt anyone else? Is it spiritually legal? Would getting it hurt anyone else? Would getting it be good for all concerned? There's a saying, the good of one is the good of all. First, is it spiritually legal? Would getting it hurt anyone else? Would getting it be good for all concerned? There's a saying, the good of one is the good of all. Second, do you really want what you are asking for to the extent that you are willing to accept the responsibility that having it will bring? New good always brings new responsibilities and challenges. Yes, you want to get your driver's license. There's responsibilities. You want to get a car. There's responsibilities. You want to get that new home. There's responsibilities. You want that husband or that wife. There's responsibilities. You want to have a baby. There's responsibilities. Do you really want the responsibilities that come along with what you're praying for? New good always bring new responsibilities and challenges. You want that promotion on the job? There's responsibilities. Third, are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you now have to make way for good you want, which would replace it? Emerson said that for everything you gain, you lose something. Are you willing, if necessary, to give up something that you now have to make way for good you want to replace it? Everything that you gain, you lose something. And some things we need to lose. Thank you, Jesus. Some friends we need to lose. Some places we need to let go. You never go wrong when praying for things to pray for divine results. If you'd like to have a copy of this show, write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Dr. Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write and request your copy of this show. Praying and talking directly to God. The prayer of talking directly to God. Pray the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Don't forget to listen to the Dr. Pat Show at 10 a.m. this morning on WOLB 1010 a.m. We're streaming live at WOLBBaltimore.com. We welcome you, 144 million listeners, to listen in Monday through Saturday for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer with your apostle, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. God bless you with a double portion of favor from God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Monday through Saturday. Pray without ceasing, my sisters and my brothers. Prayer will change that situation, and prayer can and will change you. Talk directly to God. He want to hear from you. God bless you real good. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you.